All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stocker is here. Who are we talking about today, Alan?
Mike, let's chat about Mr. Pat Travers.
Okay.
Yeah. So Pat's not necessarily a household word. His career was kind of caught in the transition blender, if you will. Had quite a bit of success in the 70s and early 80s.
Right.
Touring with Aerosmith, Rainbow, and several other groups.
Right.
But 1983 came along, and he was $250,000 in debt.
Oops.
Yeah. Apparently, he was working under a contract with Polydor Records, which was under the Phonogram record label.
Mm-hmm.
They were in a bit of transition. They had operations in Europe as well as the U.S., and they didn't quite mesh.
Yeah.
And Pat was expecting his music to be released in the States under the same contract. Didn't quite happen. He comes off the road and after 7 months and finds out that he owes a substantial amount of money, has to file Chapter 7 and get out of debt. And consequently, the record company decided they were not going to put his music out and allow him to make any money.
Oh,
so
man.
He was basically on a shelf for a couple of years and had to reinvent himself.